Welcome back to the conversation. We are Symbol Athletica. Symbol, we believe that we are representative of our greatest beliefs. We are all symbols of our greatest beliefs. Athletica, we also believe that all good things, all great things come on the other side of challenge, of adversity. And we believe that the best personal strategy to take to find success and or happiness is that of a competitive athlete. We play the game of life and we play it all out. Welcome back. Well, today I was having a great conversation with one of my good friends, one of the smartest guys I know on both business and personal development mindset, all the things that I find to be most valuable and most interesting. And we were having a conversation around what we have both discovered to be a common denominator in individuals that have found a way to make things happen in the areas of business, in the areas of entrepreneurship, startup, launching their ventures, making these things happen. And that conversation led to an interesting conversation around fire. Now, fire has been a lifelong metaphor for our civilization as related to motivation. Fire in the belly. That person has fire in their eyes. Get fired up! Fire! Fire is a way for us to identify that there's levels to this game of motivation. There's levels to this thing. You know, there's a difference between being motivated and being fired up. Today, we're going to analyze and talk about the high end of that motivation, that magical area of motivation, when people are truly fired up. So today's conversation, primal fire, the ultimate motivation. So the only question I have for you related to this conversation we're about to have, are you fired up? Let's go get it. All right. Let's go. Primal fire. Hey, before we get started with this conversation, I need to go ahead and give you a warning. You're catching me under the influence of a good cup of coffee and my favorite good mood brain food. So I am feeling pretty awesome and creative. So who knows where this thing might go? So this is definitely going to be a mashup, one of my favorite things to do. We're going to mash up a couple of different ideas and make sense of it all right? At least to give it coherence, right? We're going to try to make some sense of some things that weave together and create a synergistic idea, a meta idea, an idea that draws from different areas, different things into one solid idea. Okay, so let's do this. I talked about there are three lightning bolts in the story of humanity, if you will, that I think have completely changed our trajectory and our destiny as a species, right? One being our ability to find and build shelter, our ability to find and build this space that we could stay safely, feel safe, and be protected from the elements of our environment. Two, our ability to control energy. Specifically for this conversation, fire. Fire is the energy we use to create light, the energy we use to create heat, the energy we use to change our relationship with food, and as energy we can use as a weapon against predators, dangers. A lot of things come from our ability to control this one energy source known as fire. And three, the advent of the wheel, representing the introduction of tools, specifically tools that allow us to minimize the impact of inertia. Inertia being the tendency for something to stay as it is where it is, right? If you're trying to move a 300-pound weight on your floor, it's a level of difficulty associated with that. But if you put that 300-pound weight on a cart with wheels, wheels being the tool, that inertia is much less, as it's easier to get that thing moving. Still takes some effort, but it's easier than it would be without the usage of the tools. So these are the three things we're going to draw upon or build upon in this idea of primal fire, because it is the foundation of the primal fire idea is built from our understanding of shelter, energy, fire, and tools. So, in my conversation with my good friend, that was background, by the way. Now we're ready to go. So here we go. In the conversation with my good friend, we were talking about entrepreneurs we know, successful entrepreneurs we know, and their origin stories, like how it all began for them. And we realized, because we've realized this a long time ago, but we revisited the truth that many of them have a very similar origin story, or at least components of their origin story are the same. They had to, at one point in time, do what would be recognized by them at the time and by many looking on as them burning their bridges. Them burning their bridges. Burning the bridges is this idea. I believe it comes from the story of Cortez. The historians out there, if I'm wrong, I'm sure you will correct me in the DMs and the messages. But I believe it was Cortez, who was a travel explorer slash conqueror, who with his fleet of warriors crossed the ocean, came to the land of the enemy, but to ensure that his men had an incredible level, the necessary level of motivation to beat an unbeatable enemy, what he decided to do is make sure that there was no ability to retreat, no ability to turn around and run and go back home. So he ordered his soldiers to burn the ships. And that has become synonymous with the idea of not having a safety net, not having a way out, not having an easily accessible plan B, right? It's this idea that you must do the thing to survive, to go forward. There is failure is not, literally, is not an option. So in the lives and the moments of these people we come to know, they had these burn the ship moments. Now, interestingly enough, the majority of them were forced into this situation. They believed to be forced into this situation. A very common way that they were forced into this situation is that old dangerous pink slip. Many people got fired from a job at a time where getting a job was difficult, or for whatever reason, they didn't think they, you know, they thought that their only option was to do whatever they could, had to do to survive. So it was in that environment that many entrepreneurs started their own things. Other people had some type of crisis happen in their life, something with their kids, something with their health, something that created the need so great that they just had to separate, leave the comfort of their current path behind to do something dramatically different. One at the time, in their eyes, seemed to be incredibly scary, incredibly risky, and there was no easy way back from it. That's the burning of the bridge idea. Here's how I would like you to... Burning of the bridge idea is fundamental to this primal fire idea, right? So here's I want, let's dig into that a little. Here's where my mind went when I started to really dwell on the burning of the bridge idea as related to ancient components of our makeup as humans, right? What people are actually doing, if you think about it, they're essentially burning one of the fundamental components, right, of our makeup, which is the need for shelter. They're doing away with that. Shelter not being a cave or a house. In some cases, it is a house in the modern day world of what people put at risk. But it's not shelter in the term of a physical edifice that protects you from the elements. It's shelter in the terms of safety, predictability, a known environment, a known world, a place that is relatively okay, safe, a place you know you can survive. People burn that. That's what they burn. They burn that home. They burn that shelter. And that burning of that shelter, I'm going to argue, increases their ability to yield, create, and control fire energy, right? We talked about fire being that metaphor for energy. In fact, it's very common in our language. We use it all the time. They have fire in their bellies, they have fire in their eyes. They're fired up. Is it because we know that there's innately levels to this motivational game. Some people are you know, motivated to do a thing, and other people are fired up to do a thing. And the people that are fired up to do the thing tend to do it more, greater, and longer. So I believe that the act of burning your shelter, burning that home, burning that bridge, that ship, that's where the fire is created. That's where that next level fire is created. Now, that next level fire that's created illuminates, it burns at a higher heat. It creates more light. It creates more light, in fact, that you can see more things in your environment. It expands your ability to see in the darkness. It's probably hard-rooted in our survival. You look further out with this brighter light. You look further out around you. You have clearer details on things around you, close to you. And what you discover in this greater illumination of your circumstance are useful tools. You discover the wheel, the metaphorical wheel. You discover that tool, that thing, that system, that approach, that way, that team, whatever it is, that will enable you to do that impossible thing, to move that unmovable weight, to do that great level of work. That becomes possible. And it's the combination of these three things that changes who the person is. They have no way back. They have no way out. They have this I must win mentality. Their vision and clarity on things around them changes to the degree, and their motivation changes to the degree that they're looking through their environment for things, for a way out, for a way forward, not a way backwards. They're looking for a solution. And lo and behold, what you seek, you find. They find a tool, they find a way, they find a system, they find a thing that allows them to overcome the inertia of that moment. A tool, a wheel. So this person that has burned their ship, that has light, that used that fire to that's ramp up the flame, to ramp up the energy, the light, to ramp up the options, to ramp up the resources, the seesaws, the tools. And that makes that person a different person. They may have the same name. They may have the same face. They may have the same history, but they are fundamentally different than who they were before this great transformation happened. And yes, I'm going to call it a transformation. It is not a growth. It is not a change. It is not a growth. It's not a subtle growth. It's not a minor adjustment. It's a fundamental change. They are almost in every way different. They see different, feel different, look different, like look into the world differently, and they act different, and they get different results. And then they'll take those results and do things that are fundamentally different than people without those things could ever do. They are different. So my friends, this is the primal fire idea. The primal fire idea is that there is levels to this motivational thing, and extraordinary people find a way to tap into extraordinary levels of energy, right? That fired up energy. And quite often it comes from the flame created in burning the ships. So here's the hack. Here's the hack, right? The hack would be, if we think there to be 10% truth in any of these things, 10% of an massive fire is probably better than the fire that most people carry now. That's the difference, right? So if we believe there to be at least 10% truth in this model, then the hack would be to find a way to get in that state without that state happening, right? To find a way to feel and to act as if you have burned your ships, or to act as if that crisis has landed in your world that forces you to not have a choice. To act as if that is happening now to enough for that fire to light, for you to use to ignite that fired up level of energy, for you to use to illuminate your world, to see the different options and the tools that you can use to do this needed impossible thing. That would be the hack. And Even if you know you're pretending, even if you know you're just imagining, if you do it well enough, if you get all into this game, if you will, and let's just say it only rings to be 10% true, your 10%, that 10% difference is probably worth 1,000% difference in the results in the real world. That's how different that fired up fire is than a regular person's little flame. So that's the idea I'd like for you to think about. Now, for a very small percentage of you out there, roughly 2% or so or less, I'm going to give you some brutally uncomfortable news. Maybe in the beginning, but it won't be as bad as over time. It's unsugar-coated and unartificially flavored truth about yourself, which is you're different. You already know that you are never going to be happy and or fulfilled on the path you're on, in the boat you're in. And that boat's a good boat. I get it. That boat's comfortable. That boat's good. People look at you in that boat and say, wow, look at you in that boat. That's a great place. I wish I was in that boat. And you smile and you nod. But inside, you're like, I'm not happy in this boat. I'm not. There's something missing. There's this big hole in you. And I'm here to tell you, unfortunately, there is. Because you are not going to be happy on that boat. The only way you're going to find happiness, unfortunately, is to burn that boat. For the reasons we just talked about. And you will. You may not think it now, but at some point, the things in your life will happen. You will either choose to or be forced to or have the crisis show up. That's going to give you permission to do what you already know you need to do, what you want to do. You're going to just become brave enough to do it, and you're going to burn that ship. So here's one thing I want to tell you from conversations with from ship burners, including myself, actually. Yeah, it's going to be scary. It's going to be scarier than you think it is right now. When you imagine how scary it's going to be, it's going to be more scary than that. You're going to have some nights that you can't even sleep. There are going to be many days that you just don't know what the answer is, and some days that you're convinced that there is no actual answer or no good one. But oddly enough, that discomfort is still going to feel better than the hole you feel in yourself right now. And I can't explain what that means, but some of you know what I mean. Or will come to know it. That even though it's hard, even though you're stressed, even though you're under pressure, you still call it a better day than a good day in that boat. And nobody's going to understand that. They're going to call you names. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to call you crazy. And that's okay. That's because they are different. They are almost a different whole. They are almost a different species. So they can't understand what drives you. And then all of a sudden, because you must, when you must do a thing, you will do a thing. When you must do a thing, you will do a thing. So you will solve that problem that's going to arise that wasn't planned for, because I don't care how well you plan, how much detail you put around it. Everybody goes through the same path. We all think through it and come at it from every angle. And we all know exactly how it's going to work by a plan. And it never works that way. It's always a bump in the road. There's always a curveball thrown at you that you must figure out. It's always difficult, scary, et cetera. But you figure it out. Why? Because you have to. And then once you figure that out, the wind fills your sails and your new ship starts to move forward. And instantly, just like that, when you've been through the gauntlet of challenge long enough and keep figuring it out challenge and moving forward, suddenly what you've realized you've done is you've built a new ship right around you. And at some point when you've crossed that certain challenge of the unknown, sails appear and wind fills them up and you start moving forward. And then you start picking up speed. And then you are able to navigate your journey forward, create, you know, pilot your vessel, pilot your ship. Now, here's the other thing. When you're at that stage, people are going to look at you and say how lucky you are to be in that boat. They're not going to realize that you forged that luck in the furnace of fear and uncertainty and complication. They're going to credit your success to some thing about you, you know, something unique to who you are. Well, you're just fearless or brave like that. They're not going to realize that you learned to be brave because you had to be brave. You can't demonstrate bravery in the absence of the need to be brave. So you created the need to be brave and you became brave. They're not going to understand that you learned that. Or are they going to credit it to the ability that you have this unique skill that allowed, that helped you be successful that other people don't have? And they're going to be right about that. They're just going to be not realize that you created that skill in that same hot burning furnace, burning with primal fire. So just don't fight, don't argue with them. Just take it with a smile and let them believe what they believe. Because what they're doing in those beliefs has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. What they're doing is looking into a mirror through you saying, it must be something special about you. It must be luck. It must be something other than sheer determination, will, and grit. Because if that's what it is, then the only thing separating them from being who you are is cowardice. And people don't want to face that in the mirror. So they're going to say it's something else. So just know that. But also know this. There is a small group of people out there with that hole in their belly, that uncomfortableness. They're doing different degrees of levels of success in different areas, but they're just not happy enough. They're just not fulfilled enough. And what they are is what you are. And what they need is a reason, just the one reason, to light that fire and burn that ship. And that reason is going to be your example, your story, your tales of your journey. And most importantly, that indescribable look of satisfaction that you carry on the smile on your face. Because that smile was forged in primal fire. My friends, I hope you got something out of this. It was a fun share for me. It reminds me of the journey I've been on and stay on and choose to be on. And some of the best people I know have taken their version of that journey. So if it's you, I wish you safe travels. My friends, please let people know that they're... is a cool conversation going on here at Simple Athletica. You may know some people that can benefit from this conversation. Who knows? Your one recommendation might lead them to go to the one conversation that has the one idea that allows them to change their whole world. Their whole world. That's a worthy mission. So I will see you on the next podcast. Until then, find a way to be fired up. Let's go get it.